Welcome back to the Scope of Pain Microcase Series. This is Dr. Daniel Alford, Professor of Medicine and Course Director for the Boston University School of Medicine Scope of Pain Program.
In this episode, I'll be speaking with Dr. Daniel Alford, a primary care physician and an addiction medicine specialist at Boston Medical Center and on faculty at Boston University School of Medicine, and with Dr. Patrick Kelly, a pharmacist on faculty at the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy, about how prescribers and community pharmacists can work together to improve the care of patients on opioid therapy for pain.
A pharmacist is concerned about a patient who appears for a refill but seems to be oversedated. The pharmacist checks the PDMP and is concerned that there may be some interactions with other medications. What should the pharmacist do? And there's no textbook answer. There's no formalized training on how to deal with worrisome behavior. Why? Because worrisome behavior can encompass a wide range of things. So in that situation described, you have someone who appears to be impaired, oversedated. You know, it's something where you have to parse out and understand, is this patient's baseline behavior? Is this something new? Is it a pattern? How severe is it? So you're doing kind of almost a clinical assessment to find out what is going on here. And when we deal with that worrisome behavior, you have to think in the back of your head, I'm going to be dispensing a product that could make the situation worse. Although I have a lawful order, and this patient may need the medicine, what is going on in this acute instance? Is it clinically appropriate right now?
Thanks for listening. You're not alone in facing these challenging issues. This topic is addressed in detail in the Scope of Pain program, available in online and podcast formats, where you can earn CME, CE, and CPE credits. Visit mycme.com/pages/opioid-CME.